Japan, D.C. Leave from here. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb par is the imperative form of the verb partir. To leave. The preposition DC means from here. Comment va le travail? How is work going? This sentence is a simple question asking about someone's progress at their job. Let's break it down. Comment. This means how, and is used to ask about someone's state or condition. Va. This is the third person singular form of the verb, ola, meaning to go or to be going. In this context, it is used to express the state of something, much like the English is going. Le. This is the definite article, the, in masculine singular form, referring to work. Travail. This means work, and is a masculine noun. The sentence is structured as a simple question with a subject. Le travail. And a verb. Va. Le. Comment. Acts as an adverb modifying the verb. Reviens vite. Come back quickly. Breakdown. Reviens is the imperative form of the verb. Revenir. Which means to come back. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction. In this case, the subject, to, you, is implied. Vite is an adverb meaning quickly or fast. This sentence is a direct command to someone to return quickly.
Dépêche-toi d'aller chez toi.
Hurry home. This sentence is an imperative verb. The verb dépêche means hurry and is in the imperative mood, indicating a command. Le toi means you and is the object pronoun for you. Le aller means to go and is the infinitive form. Le chez means at the home of or at the house of and is a preposition. Le toi at the end of the sentence means you and indicates where you are going. So the full meaning of the sentence is hurry to go to your house or hurry home.
Dépêchez-vous d'aller chez vous.
Hurry up and go home. Breakdown.
Dépêchez-vous.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Dépêchez.
To hurry. It means hurry. Le.
Vous.
Ending makes it a plural imperative, meaning it's directed at more than one person.
Allez.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Allez.
To go, preceded by the preposition. De. Of. It acts as a noun phrase here, meaning going.
Chez.
This preposition means at the home of or to the home of. It is followed by a possessive pronoun.
Vous.
Which is the plural form of you. So.
Chez vous.
Means at your home or to your home. This is an exclamation mark, indicating that the sentence is an imperative, a command, or instruction. Key concepts. Imperative. The use of the imperative form of the verb.
Dépêchez.
To express a command. Infinitive. The use of the infinitive form of the verb.
Allez.
To act as a noun phrase, indicating the action of going. Preposition. The use of the prepositions. De.
And. Chez.
To link words and phrases, conveying meaning and grammatical relationships. Possessive pronoun. The use of the plural possessive pronoun.
Vous.
To specify the destination as the home of the person being addressed.
Je l'admets.
I admit it. This sentence is simple and straightforward. It uses the pronoun je, which means I, and the verb admet, which is the first person singular form of the verb admet, meaning to admit. The pronoun elle means it or him slash her. It is a contraction of the preposition le and the definite article le. It acts as the object of the verb admet. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Je, I, elle, it slash him slash her, admet, admit. Je suis un homme. I am a man. This sentence uses the verb être to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. The noun homme. Man is the subject of the sentence. J'y vais. I am going there. J. E. Vise is a very common phrase in French, and it literally translates to, I go there. J is the contracted form of je, I, and the verb aller, to go. E is a pronoun that stands in for a location that has already been mentioned or understood in the context of the conversation. This phrase is in the present tense, indicating that the speaker is going there at the time of speaking. Je suis humain. I am human. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular. The subject pronoun je, I, is used to emphasize the speaker. The word humain, human, is a noun that describes the speaker's nature. Je suis prêt. I am ready. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être to be, the conjugation of être in the present tense for the first person singular, I, is, suis, the adjective, prêt. Ready, is in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the subject, je, I, va-t'en, go away. This is a common French expression used to tell someone to leave. Va means go in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. Ta is a contraction of tien, which means yourself in this context. Va ta literally means go yourself, but it's understood as go away in this context. J'ai raison. I am right. The sentence j'ai raison literally translates to, I have reason. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have raison means reason. The phrase is an idiomatic expression meaning, I am right, or, I am correct. Je suis petit. I am small. This sentence is a simple statement using the present tense of the verb être to be. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of être. Petit is the feminine adjective for small. It agrees in gender with the subject pronoun je. Je l'ai cassé. I broke it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I.
L.
This is the direct object pronoun, it. It is a contraction of le plus la. The, in this case, it refers to a masculine object. A. This is the present tense of the verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person singular. This is a part of the passé composé tense, which translates to the English past tense. Cassé. This is the past participle of the verb casser, to break. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. L. Is a direct object pronoun, which means it directly receives the action of the verb. It replaces the noun that is being acted upon. Passé composé, tense. This tense is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir. And the past participle of the main verb. It is used to describe actions that happened in the past.
Je l'ai cassé.
I broke it. The sentence uses the passé composé, a common verb tense in French, which is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir.
Avoir.
And the past participle of the main verb. Je.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning I. L.
L.
Is the direct object pronoun, which stands in for a noun. In this case, it refers to a feminine noun that was previously mentioned, or understood. A-I.
A.
Is the first person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir.
Avoir.
Cassé.
Cassé.
Is the past participle of the verb casser.
Cassé.
Which means, to break. Since the object is feminine, the past participle agrees in gender.
Je l'ai construit.
I built it. Breakdown.
Je.
Je. Is the subject pronoun, I, L.
L.
Is the direct object pronoun, it, A-I.
A.
Is the present tense of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, construed.
Construire.
Is the past participle of the verb, construire, to build. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, A-I, is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, G. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun, L, replaces the noun that is being built. Past tense formation. The past tense in French is formed by combining the auxiliary verb, avoir, with the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronoun placement. The direct object pronoun, L, precedes the conjugated verb, AI.
Je l'ai construit.
I built it. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
L.
This is the direct object pronoun, it, standing in for a previously mentioned object.
A.
This is the present tense form of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person singular. This is part of the passé composé, a common tense in French for completed actions.
Construire.
This is the past participle of the verb, construire, to build. It's feminine singular to agree with the direct object pronoun, L. Key concepts. Past tense, passé composé. This sentence uses the passé composé, a common past tense in French. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun.
L.
Acts as the direct object, replacing the actual noun that was previously mentioned. Agreement. The past participle.
Construit.
Agrees with the direct object pronoun in gender and number.
Je peux venir.
I can come. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense. Je. Je. Is the subject pronoun meaning I. You. Er. Is the first person singular form of the verb.
Pouvoir.
Meaning, to be able to, or, can.
Venir. Venir.
Is the infinitive form of the verb meaning, to come.
Je sais cuisiner.
I know how to cook. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb.
Savoir.
Which means, to know. Breakdown.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun, I.
C'est.
Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb.
Savoir. Cuisiner.
Is the infinitive verb, to cook. The sentence literally translates to, I know to cook. But in English, we use the phrase, I know how to cook, to express the same meaning.
Je peux sauter.
I can jump. This sentence demonstrates the use of the
pouvoir
verb, which means to be able to. The sentence structure is simple.
Je.
I, subject pronoun.
Peux.
Can, conjugated form of
pouvoir.
In the present tense, first person singular.
Sauter.
To jump, infinitive verb. The combination of
peur
and sauter expresses the ability to perform the action of jumping.
Je sais lire.
I know how to read. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
savoir.
To know.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun for I.
C'est.
Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of
savoir. Lire.
Is the infinitive verb, to read. The literal translation is, I know to read, but it is understood as, I know how to read, in English.
Disparaître.
This means, disappear. Breakdown.
Disparaître.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Disparaître.
Which means, to disappear. The imperative is a command, so this is a direct order to disappear.
Je peux lire.
I can read. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb.
Pouvoir.
Which means, to be able to, or, to can. It is conjugated in the first person singular, j. The infinitive.
Lire.
Which means, to read, is following the conjugated verb, and it is the object of the sentence.
Je sais chanter.
I know how to sing. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form.
C'est.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, savoir, to know. It is the first person singular form. It means, I know.
Chanter.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, chanter, to sing. It is used as the object of the verb, savoir. The sentence literally translates to, I know to sing. However, in English, we would use the phrase, I know how to sing. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, size, is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, g. Infinitive as object. The infinitive, chanter, functions as the object of the verb, size. Idiomatic expression. I know how to sing, is an idiomatic expression in English that conveys the same meaning as the French sentence.
Je sais nager.
I know how to swim. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
C'est.
This is the present tense of the verb, savoir, to know. It is conjugated in the first person singular.
Nager.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to swim. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, savoir, is conjugated in the present tense. Infinitive. The verb, nager, is used in its infinitive form, which is common after verbs like, savoir, which indicate ability.
Je peux attendre.
I can wait. This sentence uses the verb,
pouvoir,
which means, to be able to, or, can. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. The verb,
attendre,
means, to wait, and is also in the infinitive form. The use of the infinitive indicates the ability to perform the action.
Je peux marcher.
I can walk. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the pronoun for I.
Peux
is the verb pouvoir, to be able to, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular form.
Marcher
is the verb to walk, in the infinitive form. The sentence structure is simple subject verb infinitive.
Je ne peux pas y aller.
I cannot go there. The sentence structure is straightforward.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I, ni, pas.
Ne, pas.
This is the negative construction in French, similar to, not, in English.
Pu.
Peu. This is the verb, to be able to, in the first person singular of the present tense, meaning, I can, why.
E.
This pronoun refers to a place that has already been mentioned in context. It translates to, there, or the.
Aller.
This is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form. Overall, the sentence means, I cannot go there, and it conveys a clear and concise refusal to go to a previously mentioned location.
Je ne peux pas m'y rendre.
I can't go there. Breakdown.
Je
is the pronoun for I in French.
Ni, pas.
Ne, pas. Is the negative construction in French, similar to, not, in English.
Pu.
Peu. Is the first person singular conjugation of the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to.
Am I.
Me. Is a combination of the pronoun.
Me.
Me, and the adverb.
E.
There. The combination is used to emphasize that the action of going is directed toward the location already mentioned, or understood in the context.
Render.
On. Is the infinitive of the verb, to go, in this context. It is conjugated to.
On.
To match the subject, I. Key concepts. Negative construction.
Ne. Pas.
Is essential for forming negatives in French. Pronoun combinations. The combination of pronouns and adverbs, like
me,
is a common feature of French grammar, allowing for concise and nuanced expressions. Verb conjugation. The verb
pouvoir
is conjugated to
peut.
To agree with the subject, I.
Je ne peux pas partir.
I cannot leave. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the verb
pouvoir.
To be able to, conjugated in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Ne
is the negative particle used before the verb in the negative form.
Peu
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
pouvoir.
For the subject, I.
pas.
Is the negative adverb used after the verb in the negative form?
Partir.
Is the infinitive verb to leave?
The sentence, je ne peux pas partir, translates to, I cannot leave, because the verb
pouvoir indicates that the subject is unable to perform the action of leaving.
J'ai annulé.
I cancelled. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
the most common past tense in French.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a,
have.
A
is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the first person singular.
Annuler
is the past participle of the verb
annuler,
to cancel.
The passé composé
is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être,
to be conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb.
The passé composé
is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed.
Je me suis décommandé.
I cancelled.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, myself, used with the verb
suis,
to be.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense of the verb
to be.
The verb to be is used with the past participle.
Décommander,
to create the passé composé tense.
Décommander
is the past participle of the verb to cancel.
The accent aigu
at the end of the word indicates it is the past participle. The prefix
de
means to undo or to cancel. The sentence uses the reflexive pronoun
me
because the action of cancelling is directed towards the speaker. In other words, the speaker is cancelling something for themselves.
Filer,
run. This is a very simple imperative sentence in
French.
Filer is the second person plural imperative form of the verb
filer,
which means to run or to go away. The imperative is used to give commands or orders. The second person plural is used when addressing multiple people, like you all or you guys. So,
filer
literally means run or go away.
Va,
go. This is a very simple imperative verb, meaning go.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb
aller,
to go. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions.
Je me suis décommandé.
I cancelled. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have already been completed. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
être
and the past participle of the verb
décommandé.
Je is the subject pronoun for I, and
me
is the reflexive pronoun.
Décommander
is the past participle of the verb
décommander,
which means to cancel or to withdraw.
Suis
is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb
être
in the
passé composé.
For the subject pronoun
je,
the use of the reflexive pronoun
me in this sentence indicates that the action of cancelling was done by the speaker themselves, and not to someone else.
J'ai gloussé. I chuckled. The sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common way to express a past action in French. Breakdown. J'ai is the first person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. It's conjugated in the present tense, because it's part of the passé composé structure. Glousse is the past participle of the verb glousse. To chuckle. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject, which is je. I, in this case, but since it's masculine and singular, it stays as glousse. Key concepts. Passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être, to be, and the past participle of the main verb. The past participle agrees with the subject in gender and number. Glousse is an irregular verb that doesn't follow typical conjugation patterns. J'ai ricané. I laughed scornfully. Breakdown. J. Colon, this is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A. Colon, this is the present tense of the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. In this context, it is used to form the passé composé, past tense, with the past participle of the verb ricaner. To laugh scornfully. Ricaner. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb ricaner. To laugh scornfully. Key concepts. Passé composé. The passé composé is a common past tense in French, formed by combining the present tense of avoir or être, to be, with the past participle of the main verb. Subject-verb agreement. In French, verbs must agree in number and person with their subject. This is why a is used, as it agrees with the subject. Je. J'ai fait cela. I did that. This sentence is in the past tense, specifically the passé composé. This tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. The sentence is structured as follows. J. J. is the subject pronoun for I. AI. A. is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have. In this case, it is used as an auxiliary verb for the past tense. Fait. Fair. Is the past participle of the verb faire. Faire. To do. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which is understood here to be that. The entire sentence can be broken down as, I have done that. In English, the past participle done. Done is used to form the past tense, whereas in French, the auxiliary verb avoir, avoir, to have, and the past participle fait, faire, are used. C'est moi qui l'ai fait. It is I who did it. This sentence uses the emphatic pronoun qui to emphasize the subject. Moi. I. C'est. Is the contraction of c'est. Meaning, it is. Moi. Is the first person singular pronoun in the emphatic form, used for emphasis. Qui. Is the relative pronoun, who, introducing a relative clause that modifies the subject. Elle.
is the direct object pronoun. Le. Contracted with the preceding word, referring to a masculine singular noun previously mentioned. E. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated with the past participle. Faire. Done, to form the passé composé, past tense. Therefore, the sentence emphasizes that the speaker, I, is the one who did something, and not someone else. J'ai fait ça. I did that. This sentence uses the passé composé, past compound tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, and the past participle of the main verb avoir, is conjugated in the first person singular present tense j'ai, and the past participle of faire, to do, is faire. The pronoun ça, that, refers to a previously mentioned action, or thing. Je ne suis pas d'accord. I disagree. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, in the negative form, ni, pas. Le, ne, is placed before the subject. Je, I, and the pas is placed after the verb. Suis. Am. D'accord. Agreement is used with the preposition de, of, to mean in agreement with. The entire phrase is negated with ne pas, meaning not in agreement with. Je me fais vraiment du souci. I'm really worried. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself. It's used here to indicate that the action of worrying is directed towards the speaker. Faire is the present tense of the verb faire, to do slash make. In this case, it's used with the reflexive pronoun, me, to form a common expression. See faire du souci, meaning to worry. Vraiment means really, and emphasizes the degree of concern. Du is the masculine singular form of the definite article de, of slash from. Souci means worry or concern. This sentence uses the reflexive verb, si faire du souci, which is a common idiom in French, and emphasizes that the speaker is the one experiencing the worry. The word vraiment really further intensifies the feeling of concern. J'en doute. I doubt it. This sentence is a simple statement of doubt. J is the contraction of je, I, and ne, not, which is often used in negative constructions. Or is a pronoun that replaces a noun already mentioned in the context. In this case, it refers to something previously discussed. Doute is the verb douter, to doubt, in the present tense, third person singular form. The entire sentence can be interpreted as, I do not doubt it, or more naturally, I doubt it. Je mange ici. I am eating here. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Mange is the present tense form of the verb, manger, which means, to eat. Ici is the adverb, here. This sentence is in the present tense, and affirms that the speaker is eating at the present moment. Tire-toi de là. This means, get out of here. The literal translation is, pull yourself from there. Tire is the imperative form of the verb tirer, which means to pull. Toi is the pronoun you, informal, singular. Ne is a preposition meaning from. La is an adverb meaning there. This phrase is very informal and used in situations where someone is being rude, asking someone to leave, or wanting to get someone out of the way. Ça me va. That's fine with me. Breakdown. Ça is a contraction of cela, which means that or it. Me is the indirect object pronoun meaning me or to me. Va is the third person singular form of the verb aller, meaning to go. Here it is used in the sense of suit or be okay with. Key concepts. Contractions. Ça is a common contraction in French. Indirect object pronouns, the use of me shows that the speaker is the one who is being affected by the action of the verb. Verb usage. The verb aller in this context is used idiomatically to convey agreement. J'aime cela. I like that. This is a simple sentence using the j'aime verb, which is the first person singular conjugation of the verb aimer, to like. The pronoun j'y is a contraction of je, I, and m. Cela is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning that. J'apprécie cela. I appreciate that. This is a simple sentence in the present tense using the verb apprécier, meaning to appreciate. J is the subject pronoun. Je. I, contracted with the first person singular form of the verb apprécier. Appraise is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb apprécier. Seller is the pronoun. Sir. This, with the masculine singular form of la. The sentence is a simple statement expressing gratitude or appreciation. Ça me botte. That appeals to me. Ça is a contraction of cela, meaning that. Me is the object pronoun, meaning me. Botte is a slang term meaning to appeal to. The sentence literally translates to that appeals to me, but it can also be translated as I'm into that or I like that. Ça me plaît. That pleases me. Ça is a contraction of cela, which means that. Me is the object pronoun for me. Plaît is the third person singular form of the verb plaire, which means to please. The sentence is in the third person singular form because the subject is that. Cela, which is an impersonal pronoun and thus treated as singular in French. It is also in the present tense, indicating a present action or state of being. J'aime ça. I like that. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence. It expresses a personal preference and uses the verb aimer, which means to like. Ça is a contraction of cela and is a pronoun that refers to something already mentioned or understood. The phrase is constructed with the subject pronoun je, followed by the conjugated verb aimer, and the object pronoun ça. J'envie Tom.
I envy Tom. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
envier,
which means to envy. The pronoun
j'y
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
j'y,
which is used before a verb starting with a vowel. The object of the verb is
Tom.
Je l'envie. I envy him slash her. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the direct object pronoun
elle, which refers to a person. Elle is a contraction of elle
and
il,
which means him or her. The verb
envier
means to envy.
Je l'envie.
I envy him slash her. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Elle.
This is the direct object pronoun, him slash her. It is a contraction of
le,
the masculine singular definite article, and
lui,
the masculine singular pronoun.
Envie.
This is the verb, to envy, in the present tense. Key concepts. This sentence uses a direct object pronoun, which replaces the noun that is the object of the verb. The verb is in the present tense, indicating a present action.
Je vous envie.
I envy you. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the formal vous, which is used for someone you are showing respect to, or who is older than you, or someone you don't know well. Je means I, and is the subject pronoun. Vous means you, formal. Envy means envy, and is a noun. It is the object of the verb. Envier means to envy, and is a verb. Je vous envie literally translates to I envy you.
Je t'envie.
I envy you.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Te
is the object pronoun, you. This is a contraction of
te
and
le.
Envie is the verb, to envy, in the present tense. This sentence is using the informal, to, form of the verb.
Je fais de l'exercice.
I am exercising. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Fais.
This is the present tense of the verb, faire, to do slash make. Since the subject is je, I, the verb conjugation changes to
faire.
De. This is the preposition of high, l, high. This is the definite article, the, contracted with exercice.
Exercice.
This is the noun, exercise. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb faire is conjugated in the present tense to match the subject, ye. Definite article. The definite article, high, l, high, is used to indicate the specific exercise that is being discussed.
Je m'entraîne.
I am training. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun, I, in the first person singular.
M.
This is a contraction of
me
and
entraîne. Entraîne.
This is the present tense of the reflexive verb
s'entraîner,
which means to train. The sentence is in the present tense and emphasizes the action of training being ongoing.
Je me sens mal.
I feel bad. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun
me
with the verb
sortir. which means to feel. Mal means bad or ill.
Je me sens vieux.
I feel old. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun
me
with the verb
sentir.
To feel, the reflexive pronoun
me
indicates that the subject of the verb, I, is also the object of the action. So, the action of feeling old is being done to oneself.
The word
vieux means old and functions as an adjective modifying the noun I.
Je me sens vieux.
I feel old. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the reflexive verb
se sentir,
which means to feel.
Je
is the subject pronoun I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, meaning the action of feeling is directed back at the subject.
Sens
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
sentir.
For the first person singular,
vieux
is the feminine adjective old.
J'ai un coup de cafard.
I feel down / depressed. Breakdown.
J'ai
is the contracted form of the verb
j'ai.
I have, which means that this is a figurative expression. Un coup de cafard.
Un coup de cafard
is a set expression, meaning a bout of the blues or a fit of depression. Key concept: the use of the verb avoir in this case is figurative. Avoir un coup de cafard literally means to have a hit of cockroach, which of course makes no sense in a literal sense, but is a common French way of expressing a state of being sad or depressed.
Je me sens triste.
This translates to I feel sad. Here is a breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, which is used to show that the action of the verb is being done to the subject.
Sens.
This is the verb, to feel, in the present tense. The ending, s, indicates that the verb is in the first person singular form, I feel.
Triste.
This is the adjective, sad. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The verb
se sentir
is a reflexive verb. This means that the action of the verb is done to the subject. Adjectives in French. Adjectives in French generally come after the noun they modify.
Je me suis senti mal.
I felt bad. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Me.
Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself, indicating the action is directed back to the subject.
Suis.
Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
être.
To be.
Senti.
Senti is the past participle of the verb
sentir.
To feel.
Mal.
Mal is an adjective meaning bad or ill. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs.
Se sentir
is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is directed back to the subject. Past participle agreement. The past participle.
Sorti
agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je.
Translation for e-speak ng.
Je me suis senti mal. Je me suis senti mal.
I felt sick. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, indicating that the action of feeling sick is done to oneself.
Sli. This is the present tense of the verb.
Et. To be, in the first person singular, conjugated with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, in the past participle.
Sorti.
For the compound past tense.
Sorti.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Sortir.
To feel.
Mal.
This is an adjective meaning sick or bad. In this context, sick. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The verb.
Sortir.
Is a reflexive verb in this sentence, meaning that the action is directed towards the subject, I. Compound past tense. This tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past, and is completed. It is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, and the past participle of the main verb.
Oust.
This is an interjection that means, get out. Or, out. It is used to express urgency, or demand. It is a very informal, and sometimes rude way to tell someone to leave.
Je me sentais malade.
I was feeling sick. Here is the breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning, I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, meaning, myself. It's used with the verb.
Sortir.
To indicate that the subject is the one experiencing the feeling.
Sortir.
Is the imperfect tense of the verb.
Sortir.
Meaning, to feel. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past.
Malade.
Is an adjective meaning, sick.
Therefore, the sentence translates to, I was feeling sick.
Je me sentis malade. I felt sick.
Breakdown.
Je. This is the first person singular pronoun meaning, I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, which is used with the verb sentir to indicate that the action is performed on oneself.
Sorti.
This is the past definite, passé simple, of the verb sentir meaning, to feel. In this context, it refers to the feeling of being sick.
Malade.
This is the adjective meaning, sick. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. The reflexive pronoun.
Me.
Is important here, because it indicates that the action of feeling sick is happening to the subject of the sentence, I. Past definite. The past definite tense.
Sorti.
Is used to describe a completed action in the past. Adjective agreement. The adjective.
Malade.
Agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which in this case is the pronoun.
Je.
I.
J'ai ressenti de la tristesse.
I felt sadness. Breakdown.
J.
Is the contraction of.
Je.
I and.
A.
Have.
A.
Is the present tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have, conjugated in the first person singular.
Ressenti.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Ressentir.
To feel.
De la tristesse.
Means, of sadness.
De.
Is a preposition meaning, of, from, about, or, with, and.
Tristesse.
Means, sadness. Key concepts. Past participle.
Ressenti.
Functions as an adjective modifying the pronoun.
Je.
I. Contraction. The contraction.
J.
Is a common feature of French grammar. Preposition. Ne is a common preposition that can have various meanings depending on context.
Je me suis senti triste.
I felt sad. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se sentir,
which means to feel. The reflexive pronoun
me
is used because the subject
je
I is also the object of the verb. The past participle
sorti
agrees in gender and number with the subject
je.
The adjective
triste
sad modifies the verb.
Je me suis senti triste.
I felt sad. Breakdown.
G.
Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me suis senti.
Me suis senti
is the reflexive verb, to feel, in the past tense. The reflexive pronoun, me.
Me
is used to emphasize that the subject is the one experiencing the feeling. The verb, sentir.
Sortir
is conjugated in the past tense for the first person singular, which is, senti.
Sorti.
Because the subject is feminine. Trist.
Trist.
Is the adjective, sad, and modifies the subject, I. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Many verbs in French require a reflexive pronoun, like, me.
Me.
To indicate that the subject is performing the action on themselves. Past tense. French has multiple past tenses. In this case, the passé composé is used to express a completed action in the past. Agreement. In French, adjectives agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Here, triste.
Triste
is feminine because the subject,
je,
is feminine.